Quite often, individuals write in or on email or talk to me and there's some emotional problem that they're working through. Tending to get angry, tending to get upset, kind of depressed, fearful, whatever. And I always give the same remedy, no matter what. I ask myself, well, is this an emotional problem? If the answer is yes, if their emotions are upset, and I say, well, spend extra time worshiping Lord Ganesha. And of course, if there's a temple nearby where they live, I say, at the temple. So that's the same idea as, Gurudev is saying here, the temple is the psychiatrist. In Western tradition, if you have problems, you go talk to someone about them. You can help me solve my problems. It can be a psychiatrist, it can be a friend, but you feel the need to talk over your emotional problem with someone. But in the Hindu tradition, as presented by Gurudeva, we can talk it over with Lord Ganesha. It doesn't have to be a physical person. And why does that work? Because Ganesha brings us up into the Muladhara consciousness if we're below it. He helps us center ourselves if we're disturbed. So that centered, peaceful, contented consciousness is something we can all attain if we lose it through sincere worship of Lord Ganesha. So in that sense, Ganesha is our psychiatrist as well as the temple. Received some beautiful photos recently from Isan Katir of his daughter, Vinita, dancing. Did we share that with everyone? And the captions and everything. She looked very accomplished. Looked up her age and found out it was 18. And I said, whoops, she's much older than I thought. Remember her when she was younger in London. Their British accent. But anyway, it's very nice, and of course Bharatanatyam is one of the traditional forms of cultural accomplishment for Hindu girls in the southern tradition. She's a good exemplar of that. So I don't know if we shared what Isan said. He seems to have had the chance to give a little talk there as well, and he was promoting our pamphlet on the nine qualities to cultivate in children. And he stressed the point that if you follow these nine keys to raising children, then they become cultured people who, when they're adults, don't argue and fight. That's how he was summarizing a cultured person. A cultured person is someone who does not argue and fight. If you argue and fight, you're not cultured. That's what he was saying. Nice way. So he also made a statement. I don't know if he made it up or Gurudeva said it, but it was really nice. Culture is the integration of the divine in everyday life. Isn't that nice? Culture is the integration of the divine in everyday life. So, meaning sometimes we don't. The parts of our life that we're integrating the divine with, maybe everything we do at home, but once we go out the door, we forget that and we become a different person. At school, at work, socializing, we're not following the same cultural practices we do when we're home. Or maybe we do it in one place when we're out, but we don't do it in another place. We do it when we're at work, but when we socialize, we kind of forget about our cultural traditions. So it's an interesting exercise to do, to look at the various areas of your life and look at home, school, work, social situations, and see, are there any parts of my life where I'm leaving out my Saivite culture? Just acting in an externalized, non-religious way, fitting in with the American non-culture. Are there any places? So you might find some, and if so, you could give it some thought. So one idea that works very well in this sense is the idea of worshiping Lord Ganesha. So the creed says, Siva's followers all believe in the Mahadeva, Lord Ganesha, son of Siva Shakti, to whom they must first supplicate before beginning any worship or task. So that means any task, right? Every single thing we start, we need to worship Lord Ganesha first. We're taking a test in school, we should be worshiping Lord Ganesha first. We're starting a new project at work, we worship Lord Ganesha. Of course, we don't have to do a half an hour puja before our test or at work, but at least in our mind, you know, we're taking time to visualize Ganesha and in some way touch into his vibration to bless the project. So that's an example of integrating the divine with everyday life. So it's good to think about. And that one particular belief is very helpful in that lots of actions would never get instigated if we were worshiping Lord Ganesha first. You can't pick up the phone and scold somebody if you worship Lord Ganesha first. You just would not do it. You'd think twice. You say, gee, I can't do that. I want Lord Ganesha's blessings to call someone and scold them who doesn't really deserve it. So you can see how integrating culture with life sometimes changes our actions for the better, which is the idea that there shouldn't be part of our life which is ordinary and uncultured and other parts of our life which are cultured. We should try and put the religion, put the culture through all of our life in an appropriate way according to where we live, of course. We can't all wear three stripes and a poktu and traditional clothing and go downtown. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about acting in a refined way, following our religious beliefs and worshiping Ganesha and so forth, as is appropriate throughout whatever we're doing during the day. Or said another way, we learn culture at the temple, and then what we learn to do at the temple, we repeat at home, at school, and in the workplace. We carry the culture out, such as worshiping Ganesha first, which we always do during the puja. Jagannatha starts with Ganesha, right? We can't start with anyone else. We have to start with Ganesha. So what we learn in the temple about culture, through the pujas, through the traditional art forms of dance and music and everything, try to take those principles out and make sure we're applying them to the rest of our life. So I really like that statement by Isan. Culture is the integration of the divine in everyday life. Integration is an excellent word, meaning the two are one. They're not separate. We've integrated it. We've made it absolutely part of everything we do throughout the day. Have a wonderful week. Om Namah Shivaya.